Chapter 21. Goblins. Dave was sitting in the living room when Celeste came home. He sat on the corner of the cracked leather couch with two columns of empty beer cans rising up beside the arm of the chair and a fresh one in his hand, the remote control resting on his thigh. He watched a movie where everyone, it seemed, was screaming. Celeste took her coat off in the hall and watched the light flicker off Dave's face. Heard the screams grow louder and more panicked, intermingled with Hollywood sound effects of tables shattering and what could only be the squishing of body parts. "What are you watching?" she said. "Some vampire movie," Dave said, his eyes on the screen as he raised the bud to his lips. "They had vampires killing everyone at this party the vampire slayers were having. They work for the Vatican."
"Who?"
"The vampire slayers."
"Oh, shit," Dave said. "He just tore that guy's head clean off."
Celeste stepped into the living room, looked at the screen as a guy in black flew across the room and grabbed a terrified woman by the face and snapped her neck.
"Jesus, Dave."
"No, it's cool, because now James Woods is pissed."
"Who's James Woods?"
"The lead vampire slayer. He's a badass." She saw him now. James Woods in a leather jacket and tight jeans as he picked up some sort of crossbow and started to point it at the vampire. But the vampire was too quick. He swatted James Woods all the way across the room like he was a moth, and then another guy came running into the room, firing an automatic pistol at the vampire. It didn't seem to do much good, but then they were suddenly running past the vampire as if he'd forgotten where they were.
"Is that a Baldwin brother?" Celeste said.
She sat on the arm of the couch, up by where it met the back, and leaned her head against the wall.
"I think so, yeah."
"Which one?"
"I don't know. I lose track."
She watched them run across a motel room, strewn with more corpses than Celeste would have thought could fit in such a small place, and her husband said,
"Man, the Vatican's gonna have to train a whole new team of slayers."
"Why does the Vatican care about vampires again?" Dave smiled and looked up at her with his boyish face and beautiful eyes.
"They're a big problem, honey.
Notorious chalice thieves."
"Chalice thieves,"
she said, and felt an urge to reach down and run her hand through his hair, the whole horrible day dropping away in this silly discussion.
"I didn't know that."
"Oh, yeah, big problem," Dave said, and drained his beer as James Woods and the Baldwin brother and some drugged-up-looking girl raced down an empty road in a pickup truck, the vampire flying after them now.